You're listening to the audio production of The Knowledge of God in the World and the Word, an introduction to classical apologetics by Douglas Groteis and Andrew I. Shepherdson, published by Zondervan and read by Andrew I. Shepherdson. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my wife, Kathleen, whose patience, kindness, prayers, and love helped make this book possible. Doug. To my beautiful wife, Kelsey Ray. Ike. Introduction. Do you know that Christianity is true? Do you even think about it this way? You may know that 3 + 3 = 6. Or that Mars is the next furthest planet from the Sun after Earth. You may know your best friend, or know that you like pizza. But what do you know about Christianity? As Christians, we rightly think that placing one's faith in Jesus means that we know Jesus. Of course, this is of utmost importance. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Revelation 3:20. Jesus does not simply want us to know things about him, but he wants us to know him as Savior, Lord, and friend. But it is possible that you haven't really thought about your faith in terms of knowing that Christianity is true. This is important, because whether or not you have thought about it this way, you would claim that you know a number of important things because of your faith in Jesus. 1. God exists. 2. Jesus is God. 3. Jesus lived a perfect life. 4. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose again. 5. The Holy Spirit is God and lives in you now, and so on. These items of knowledge logically flow from your faith in Jesus. Is it possible to share your knowledge of God with those who are outside of God's family? Could they ever come to share in your knowledge? Is there hope that they too could come to faith in God? We think that the answer to all of these questions is yes, and we are eager to show you how apologetics is an important tool as you think about sharing your faith with others. Apologetics is the ministry of defending and commending the knowledge of God that is revealed in the Bible and in the world around us. Coming from the Greek word apologia, meaning an account or a defense of the truth of one's position, apologetics helps you to explain to others what you know to be true about the Christian faith. The stakes are high. I have many friends who grew up in the Christian faith but left it behind. People leave the faith for various reasons. Some have suffered spiritual, emotional, or sexual abuse. Some have found various Christian subcultures to be unaccommodating to LGBTQ persons. Some are appalled at the moral failings of Christians or their willingness to sell out to political candidates and causes that are deemed objectionable. When I've seen a loved one deconstruct their faith this way and ultimately leave it behind, it grieves me. Of course, I grieve for the friend who I believe now misses out on participating in God's redemption of the world through the church, flawed as it is. But I grieve as well for the ways unanswered or poorly answered questions can factor into someone rejecting Christianity. For example, many people believe that Christianity is anti-science. While we do not think that this is the case, in fact, you'll see in the pages that follow that we find in the natural world some key evidences for the existence of God. Some Christians give the strong impression that scientists are not to be trusted. Some Christians are anti-science. This creates a conflict between the scientifically minded person and his or her faith. What is at stake in studying apologetics is the ability to answer the questions of people who struggle with intellectual and existential questions where they perceive a conflict between their Christian faith and some other important issue such as their love of science, their reverence for reason, or their personal identity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?